We're listening to Ricky Ricardo, man.
Oh, Ricky.
Yeah, right here on Radio Valencia, transmissions from the Mission. Big thanks to Black on Black on Black. They'll be back again next Monday night, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific, right here on Radio Valencia. Good evening. Welcome to the show. My name is John Hell. Hell's Kitchen Radio every Monday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. Thanks so much for tuning in. New music, music that's new to you. I got a bunch of music. I even went over to Stranded tonight and picked up something else because I don't know. I have a problem. I'm John Hell. I have a problem. I keep buying music because I have a radio show and I love you all so much. I just got to keep doing it for you. It's a selfless act adding to my radio or my music collection. That's what it truly is. You know, anybody who knows me, I'm thinking, oh, and John does it for the people. And actually, for that matter, many years ago when I was at KFJC for all those years, I actually didn't buy a lot of music because I had such a huge library. Radio Valencia, we don't have our own music library here, so we all kind of have to do it ourselves. And just for that purpose alone, I feel this very strong desire to care for you. Hell means love. You know what I'm saying? Go until 10 o'clock tonight, so stick around. You can hit me up on the chatterboxes. We have kind of have two, if you will. If you go to the radiovalencia.fm website, you can chat me up there. And also at the app, go to the app, the iPhone app, and you can say howdy to me right there as well. God, so much great music in store. I think Daniel will stop by too. Radio Valencia.
You know, I know George Wade came up a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates up in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now. What's in the earth and the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
1, 2, 3. Hold on. Oh, did you get that? All right, here we go. 1, 2, 3, go!
Dude!
this idea about driving a cheesecake truck, because I figured Jesus was way cool. Everybody liked Jesus. Everybody wanted to hang out with him. Anything he wanted to do, he did. He turned water into wine, and if he had wanted to, he could have turned wheat into marijuana or sugar into cocaine. How many people into cocaine here? All right. And vitamin pills into amphetamines. He walked on the water and swam on the land. He would tell these stories, and people would listen. If you were blind or lame, you simply went up to Jesus, or, well, I guess if you were lame, Jesus would probably go up to you, because it's difficult if you're lame to go up to Jesus. And he would put his hands on you, and you would be healed. That is so cool. He could have played guitar better than Hendrix. He could have told the future. He could have baked the most delicious cake in the world. Jesus could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced. You like that line too, huh? You keep throwing me off with it. More goals. All right, I'll finish. He could have scored more goals than Wayne Gretzky. He could have danced better than Vanilla Ice. Jesus could have been funnier than any comedian you can possibly think of. Jesus was totally cool. I mean, he told people to eat his body and drink his blood. That is so cool. Jesus was so cool. But then some people got jealous of how cool he was, so they killed him. But then he rose from the dead. He rose from the dead, danced around, and went up to heaven. I mean, that is so cool. Jesus was so cool. No wonder there are so many guys named Jesus. Thanks. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but that was actually written by Molly Ringwald, and I paid her for that song.
Wait, John. Was Jesus as funny as Franklin Ajai?
Yeah, I had to know Franklin Ajai. He was definitely as funny as George Carlin.
Dry your eyes.
some music there from Aretha Franklin off of the just recently released Forever Young in Stereo compilation. Don't Cry Baby, originally recorded 1961, 1962, right around there. Great stuff there from the brilliant Miss Aretha Franklin. Just before that, music there from King Missile. Do you remember that band, King Missile? Love them. Jesus Was Way Cool. I took that off of the Your Heart Is a Flower CD single. And started off the show with some Papa Pies from 1983 in San Francisco. The song is called In Frisco. That's readily becoming my opening theme. Something I actually haven't had in a long time. John Hell, that's my name. Transmissions from the Mission. Here at Radio Valencia, Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Thanks so much for tuning in, hanging out with me. Already had some people come in to say hi. Potential new shows, maybe. Maybe it's you, I don't know. Hey, coming up tonight at 10 o'clock, DJ Doug and Little Hiss Muffet are going to be in for Beyond All Limits. They like to do the deep album cuts. They'd like to one-up each other with their vinyl collections. It's pretty awesome when you've got somebody who works at a record store and another one who is in at least two bands marry each other. You know, every week it's going to be a ridiculous amount of fun here at Radio Valencia. So your job, of course, is to tune in. So that's Monday nights, 10 to midnight Pacific time. And then Rose Veranda is on at midnight going until 2 a.m. You, too, can do a show with us. Maybe, you know, hire for personality, train for skill. That's what it's all about. Hey, so dig this. I think it was today. Is it today or yesterday? 60 years ago, Bob Dylan's Blonde on Blonde was released. And I can't believe it. It's such a just seminal release. I mean, that's the one that opens up with Rainy Day Women. Think about Pledging My Time, Visions of Johanna, One of Us Must Know, I Want You, Leopard Skin Pillbox Hat, Just Like a Woman, Most Likely You Go Your Way and I'll Go Mine, Temporarily Like Achilles, Absolutely Sweet Marie, Four Time Around, Obviously Five Believers, Sad Eyed Lady, Lady of the Lowlands. What a ridiculously awesome album. And I have this memory I got to share with you before I play this track. I'm laying in my bed. I'm thinking I'm probably 11 or 12 years old. It's like a Sunday morning, lying in my bed. I've got the clock radio on. It's here. It's Bay Area. This is back in like the early 80s, like 81 or 82. And so I think I have like K-Fog on. Like both, like when K-Fog meant something, you know, when they were actually worth something. You know what I mean? Not like the crap that they became. And it's, again, Sunday morning. I hear this song that I must have been on when the radio turned on. I don't know why. I'm probably just, it wasn't an alarm or anything. I probably just, like, you know, wanted to hear the music. And the song is going on. It's going on. It's going on. I've never heard it before, but it won't end. And it's just amazing. It's, this song just keeps carrying me somewhere. I'm just moving and just going and going and going. It just keeps going. And I don't want it to end. And honestly, somewhere in the world, it's still going. You know, somewhere in the universe, this song is still going. I think that whole idea of, you know, what is heaven? You're asking John Hell, what is heaven? What kind of question is that? But I think it's that it never, at the greatest moment kind of thing that just never ends. And my children will ask me, Dad, was your greatest moment the time I was born? I mean, hell no. It's when I was lying in bed at 11 years old and stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again was on and changed my life entirely. So happy Blonde on Blonde Day for Bob Dylan. We're going to play this track right here, right now. And you could join me in a little slice of heaven for the next 7 minutes right now, Radio Valencia.
Circles up and down the block. I'd ask him what the matter was, but I know that he don't talk. And the ladies treat me kindly, and they furnish me with tape. But deep inside my heart, I know I can't escape. Oh, mama, really be the end to be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now Shakespeare, he's in the alley with his pointed shoes and his bells, speaking to some French girl who says she knows me well. And I would send a message to find out if she's talked. But the post office has been stolen and the mailbox is locked. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood like wine. And I said, oh, I didn't know that. But then again, there's only one I've met. And he just smoked my eyelids and punched my cigarette. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Grandpa died last week, and now he's buried in the rocks. But everybody still talks about how badly they were shocked. But me, I expected it to happen. I knew he'd lost control when I speed-built a fire on Main Street and shot it full of holes. Mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the senator came down here, showing everyone his gun, handing out free tickets to the wedding of his son. And me, I nearly got busted. And wouldn't it be my luck to get caught without a ticket and be discovered beneath the truck? Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Preacher looked so baffled when I asked him why he dressed with 20 pounds of headlines stapled to his chest. But he cursed me when I proved to him. Then I whispered and said, not even you can hide. You see, you're just like me. I hope you're satisfied. Oh, my. Can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the rain man gave me two cures. Then he said, jump right in. The one was Texas medicine. The other was just railroad gin. And like a fool, I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. And now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Ruthie says, come see her in her honky-tonk lagoon, where I can watch her waltz for free neath her Panamanian moon. And I say, oh, come on now, you know about my debutante. And she says, your debutante just knows what you need, but I know what you want. Oh, mama, can this really be the end? To be stuck inside of Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. Now the bricks lay on Grand Street where the neon madmen clam. They all fall there so perfectly. It all seems so well timed. Sit so patiently, waiting to find out what price you have to pay to get out of going through all these things twice. Oh, mama, is this really the end? To be stuck here inside a Mobile with the Memphis Blues again. We'll be right back.
Yeah, some sounds there from the wonderful and incredible. Where are we? Oh, here we are. Radio Valencia. We got Giant Sand going back to 1990 off of their Swerve LP, Howie Gelb and Friends. Joey Cavertino on that record as well. Bob Dylan's Every Grain of Sand. And just before that, some Dylan. It's the 60th anniversary of Blonde on Blonde. We're stuck inside a mobile with the Memphis Blues again. John Hell, that's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio. Daniel Haver, ladies and gentlemen, from the Mabuhay Gardens is in the studio.
Hi. Again.
This is becoming
every week.
Incredible. This is the John and Daniel show. The JD. It's the JD show. How's it going, man?
Oh.
Don't lie to me.
I'm not going to talk.
Okay, because if I can't lie, I got nothing to say.
Yeah.
Hey, but here's something.
Yeah.
You're on the other side of a very busy weekend at the MAB and on Broadway.
Oh, yeah.
Feeling at least the fact that's behind you. How's your nose?
Hurts.
You got smacked pretty hard.
By a computer keyboard.
You were, like, moving a table or something, and it fell on your face?
My finger.
On the finger.
That's a separate injury.
That's a separate one.
Yeah.
Wow. Considering Rob Coons got kicked in the head taking pictures at the Fentanyl show.
Yeah.
And some guy got a bloody head from that same show.
I know nothing about it.
We got him a towel. It was great. It was so fun to watch. He felt really cared for, though, which I thought was really sweet.
It was a pretty violent show.
Are you going to get an x-ray of your nose?
I don't think so.
You think it's okay?
I don't know.
Just a little bruise?
It hurts pretty bad.
It gives you character.
Yeah?
Sure.
I look tough. I look like I've been through fights.
Yes, you're like, you mess with me.
Yeah,
that's
right?
Good. Right on. So Daniel brought treats tonight. Tell us about this Sheila Ray record. What do we even know?
It was the reason I woke up this morning.
Sounds like a song.
My buddy John at Ricky Ricardo's, he posted a picture of the cover of this, and he tagged me. And I can pull up the specific wording of the post. But
yeah.
He said he was holding these aside for me, and I hadn't heard this record before because there's no information about it anywhere. But it is Sheila Ray and the Great Highway Funkabilly Band. And he had multiple copies. I have four copies. We'll see by the end of the night if I give one up to Michael.
Hello.
Or John Hell.
Sorry.
Whoever. But we're going to hear Side A, Funkabilly Groove, which is spelled incorrectly on the label.
Yeah.
Which is a dedication to Elvis.
So our assumption is going on nothing other than that. It may have come out in like late 1977.
Right. But I know that I can't provide a visual through radio, but this is one of the greatest covers I've ever seen.
I know.
How would you describe this?
A little orphan Annie, about the age of maybe 23, wearing the same outfit she wore as when she... 43?
I think
know she's timeless, but okay.
I think much older.
Looks like a Roland keyboard of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Just her. It's a black and white photo. There's a kind of a light behind her. Along with she's got a key light behind her and then a light on her face.
This is an Ignacio question.
All right, actually, Ignacio, get over here so we can figure this out.
We need your help.
Sheila Ray and the Great Highway Funkabilly Band. Maybe I'll post this on the Radio Valencia Instagram so people can see it. And we're going to hear the track that is not actually called Funkabilly Groove, but instead Funkabilly Groove. It's a dedication to Elvis. We do know, however, one thing. We know that the photograph was by Romaine of San Francisco.
Romaine of San Francisco?
So, right there.
Thank you very much.
Indeed. We're assuming it's a Bay Area recorded thing on Gone Cat Records. Oh, did you look up Gone Cat Records?
No information about it.
Oh, nuts. That sucks. All right, so we're going to hear Sheila Ray and the Great Highway.
Now, wait a second.
Great Highway. That's a San Francisco
thing.
Oh, wait. What'd you learn?
Romaine of San Francisco.
Okay, let's play the song first.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we're going to hear Funkabilly Groove, Radio Valencia.
Oh, I got to turn it on.
Alright, that was terrible. So we're going to do it one more time.
Do it again.
Okay, got to do the opening.
Funkabilly Groove. song of Billy Crew. So God, it really makes me move. Got a funk of Billy beat.
Sit here and play all night long. I'll play up to 7 o'clock Sunday morning. But I got to see a man by the horse. Because if I don't see a man by the horse gonna see me. And when I come back, we're gonna have some fun. You know, I just love to have some fun. I know, you know, if people don't know who I am, but I'm with you. I ain't gonna give myself away. But when I come back, I'm gonna be.
train where anything goes. When everything shows in this ring of love, anything goes. Well, I got two tickets to a soap opera show for me and my baby in the bathtub where anything goes.
I need to apologize to all of you. I'm not really sure exactly what I'm supposed to be doing right here, but that was Michael John and Kimberly from the 1983 single out on Artist Review Records, Anything Goes, the bathtub song. Daniel ran away because of that song. John Hell here, Hell's Kitchen Radio. Oh, here he is. He's back. He's back. Dust My Broom from Hound Dog Taylor. I took that off the 1976 Beware of the Dog release out on Alligator Records. We're contemplating what he does with that sixth digit on his hand. Started off there with some Sheila Ray and the Great Highway Funkabilly Band. 1977 maybe with Funkabilly Groove. And we're really trying to understand what the hell's going on with that one. Because you were telling me that the Michael John and Kimberly track we just heard, that is actually, that was a radio hit.
Like, no, I was lying.
Oh, you were bullshitting us. Okay, thank you. Because I'm like, okay, I may be down in that region of the country. Maybe
I don't
that was
doubt
some
it.
AM
just,
radio play in 1983.
Guessing.
It could have. That's a possibility.
It could, yeah.
Maybe Michael John and Kimberly knew someone.
Like, play some.
But what did we learn about Sheila Ray and the Great Highway Funkabilly Band?
The Romaine of San Francisco.
Oh, the photographer.
The photographer, which is responsible for, I think, one of the greatest cover photos I've seen in a long time.
You're responsible.
Romaine of San Francisco is a now defunct photography studio that was apparently located on Market Street.
Oh.
So, this wasn't like a live performance, just perfect shot. This was staged at a photography studio.
No, you don't think you went and shot live?
No, this is not an action shot of Little Orphan Andy.
I do see here on Facebook, the San Francisco Bay Area Memories and History page says that Carl and Emily Romaine of Romaine Studios says during the 1940s and 1950s, the Romaine Studio continued to produce hundreds of portrait and publicity photographs.
Ooh, I heard
for
that
ballet.
Arm crack.
I know, I actually felt that too. Ballet dancers, actors, and other performers. The business lasted into the 1980s. That's incredible. Okay, and see, now we're curious. That might be our step towards locating. What was her name? Dorothy Ray? No, sorry, Sheila Ray.
Sheila Ray. Dorothy, because of what she's wearing.
That's
is
true.
That what you're saying?
No, because she looked like Little Orphan Annie. But if she was 44.
Yeah.
Or 72. I can't really tell. John Hell here and Daniel Haver. We're just hanging out, doing things and playing music. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. Hang out. Do our thing with us. And you two could be a winner of that Sheila Ray record. It's possible. You brought a whole lot of copies down. It's that
four. I don't know if I could give one up.
I don't think you should. Okay, here. If you know where we store our vinyl at Radio Valencia, our 78s. If you can tell us on the chatterbox where we store the 78s that come to the radio station, you can get a copy of the Sheila Ray Record.
That's fair. I don't know.
You're anxious now.
I can't give it up. I need all four.
They would have to guess. What are the damn chances they're going to know where we store those records? They're like, wait, you play 78s? What the hell's wrong with you people? Which point I'll say, what do you mean, you people?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, see, exactly.
We're normal.
I'm doing air quotes. Mosswood Meltdown is coming up in a few weeks. I don't know if any of you are going. I'm going. Daniel's going. I'm going.
Yeah.
We're going. We're going to have a great time. I'm taking Lawson. We're going to have one hell of a time. I don't think this band is playing, but I really like them. Earth Tongue is the band. They put out an album earlier this spring called Dungeon Vision. It's produced by Ty Siegel. We are actually going to hear the title track right now on Radio Valencia.
we were five. She was so pretty. Emma was a star in everyone's eyes. And when she said she'd be a movie queen, nobody laughed. A face like an angel, she could be anything. Emmeline, Emma, Emmeline, I'm gonna write your name high on that silver screen. Emmeline, Emma, Emmeline, I'm gonna make you the biggest star this world has ever seen. At 17, we were wed and worked day and night to earn our daily bread. And every day Emma would go out searching for that play that never, ever came her way. You know, sometimes she'd come home so depressed. I'd hear her crying in the back room, feeling so distressed. And I'd remember back when she was five, to the words that used to make Emmeline come alive. It was Emmeline, Emma, Emmeline, I'm gonna write your name high on that silver screen. Emmeline, Emma, Emmeline, I'm gonna make you the biggest star this world has ever seen. It was a cold and dark December night when I opened up the bedroom door to find her lying still and cold upon the bed. A love letter lying on the bedroom floor. It read, "Darling, I love you, but I just can't keep on living on dreams no more. Tried so very hard not to leave you alone. I just can't keep on trying no more.